Welcome to the Voice of Literacy,
where literacy researchers discuss implications of research for teachers, principals, parents, and policymakers.
Join the biweekly podcast and discussion forum.
My name is Candace Kuby, a professor of early childhood literacy at the University of Missouri.
And my name is Sarah Vanderzanen, a professor of literacy education at the University of Northern Iowa.
This week, we hear from Cynthia Peronic, an associate professor at the University of Pittsburgh. She has joint appointments in the departments of Communication Science and Disorders and Instruction and Learning. Cynthia does research to understand the development of early writing and the assessment of preschool children's emergent writing skills. Welcome, Dr. Peronic.
Thank you.
So the article we're discussing today makes an argument that most models of emergent writing have focused on reading and writing related behaviors. However, in this article, Cynthia articulates and evaluates a theoretical model of the components of emergent writing. She identifies three factors that are important for emergent writing. But before we jump into that conversation, let's talk a little bit, Cynthia, about yourself and how you got interested in preschool children's emergent writing skills.
Well, thank you for asking me that question, Candace. It all started, of course, when I was in graduate school. I worked in dyslexia clinic, and of course, I was there to evaluate children and students' reading and writing difficulties. We, of course, concentrated on reading because that's what we know about best. But while I worked with these students, I found that they just not only struggled with reading, but they also had a lot of difficulty with writing. And I started to delve into the literature, and that actually led to my first project where I examined differences in writing between children with oral language impairments and children with dyslexia. And that, of course, you know, led me to look into this further, and I soon realized that we knew so little about the development of writing compared to reading, although I love to say this, that literacy includes the ability to both read and write. And that's how it started. So from there, when I moved to the Florida Center for Reading Research for my postdoctoral work, I continued to work in this area and found that it kept me busy and that I had many, many questions to answer.
So in the article that we're talking about today, it's in Reading Research Quarterly. You co-authored it with Christopher Lonergan, and you focus on skills that preschool children demonstrate while writing, not the reasons a child might use writing or the context in which the writing is produced. Talk to our listeners a little bit about why it's important to understand these skills that they're using while writing.
Candace, you just mentioned some time ago that, you know, we have models of literacy which include the, reading and writing behaviors. But if one looks at this, models of emergent reading very carefully, one will notice that it has focused on emergent reading with very little attention to emergent writing. And I wanted to understand precursors to conventional writing skills, just like we have or know about precursors to conventional reading skills. And Chris and I, while we were talking about this, felt that an organizational framework would allow us to better understand the nature of both the developmental and the individual differences in children's early writing skills, which is why we articulated and evaluated a model. One of the primary reasons for also articulating this model was because we wanted to understand what skills contribute to children's early writing, and we also wanted to understand how to evaluate these early writing skills. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that helps me to understand a little bit more about the importance of this piece that you wrote. And I think attached to that is the three factors that you identified in this model: the conceptual knowledge, procedural knowledge, and generative knowledge. Can you help our listeners understand what these three factors are and why they are so important for emergent writing?
Just like emergent reading, we felt like the components of emergent writing would have some components that were similar and parallel to the components of emergent reading skills, like knowledge of the functions and conventions of print, which is so important for reading, and we all know that, code-related knowledge, which is very important for reading, and we all know that too. So we felt like a model for emergent writing would have some of those same components. So conceptual knowledge, or our conceptual knowledge factor, relates to the concepts that children should have to understand how writing works. An example of that would be they need to understand that writing is organized in straight lines, or that in English, for example, we write from left to right. All of those kinds of skill represent our first domain, the conceptual knowledge. The procedural knowledge can be thought of as also code-related knowledge. So once children have some general concepts, you know, about written language, they need to have, I like to think of it, as some tools to be able to translate that knowledge to mimic conventional literacy. So similar to reading, they need to have alphabet knowledge. They need to be able to write letters. Probably in preschool, they need to be able to use these letters to spell words. And by that, I don't mean they always have to conventionally spell words, but they might mark, you know, words with just the first letter, for example. And once they have some kind of conceptual knowledge and procedural knowledge, children need to have an understanding that they need to put these two pieces together to be able to represent meaning through writing. In written language, we do that through phrases and sentences. In the case of children, they use a combination of drawing and phrases or words.
So let's think about why this study matters for teachers and parents, principals, and policymakers. Based on your expertise and what you learned through this research, what would you tell to these different people about children's emergent writing?
I think that's a very good question about how this applies practically. I think for teachers, you know, the message I would like to say give is that you need to encourage writing early, make it fun and engaging for the students, and that early writing also involves similar skills to early reading. Parents, I would give the same kind of message. I think parents need to understand that they play a very crucial role in the development of early writing, just as they do with oral language and emergent reading. Principals, this would be a nice time to say, you know, they need to stop focusing on just improving reading. As a matter of fact, research shows that, you know, teaching writing facilitates children's reading and oral language skills, and I think we'd get a bigger bang for our buck if we worked on writing.
So anything for policymakers, district level, state, federal levels of policymakers?
Perhaps the same things that I would say to principals, but in addition to that, you know, I would like to use this opportunity to say that we need to look at the nation's report card to see that our children seem to have trouble not only with reading, but also with writing. And I think to function effectively in today's world, one needs to be a proficient reader and a writer. It was an interesting tidbit I came across a little while ago that says poor writing skills cost businesses $3.1 billion annually in remediation, as in they're sending their workers out, you know, for writing workshops and training them how to write. So this should have some impact on policymakers that we have been focusing on reading so much, and it's about time we focus some of our attention to teaching children how to write.
So, Cynthia, in conclusion, what research are you doing now, or what do we still need to learn about the emergent writing of preschool children?
Oh, I think we have, you know, a long ways to go. This model that I presented was done using data from a cross-sectional study. So, you know, to confirm this further or to validate it further, we obviously need to be doing some longitudinal studies. We also need to address the question about, you know, how important are these skills in supporting later conventional writing skills. My own pet topic or my area of interest is to figure out if there is a critical period for writing. I'm very interested in finding that out. Yeah, I like to think of myself who's somebody, you know, children don't wake up and speak in sentences one day. I mean, they go through phases where they're cooing and babbling. And I like to think that I study the cooing and babbling of writing.
That is an interesting way to put it. I like that analogy.
So I know that there's a critical period to learn language. I, you know, want to figure out if there's a critical period to improve writing. And recently I've been doing a lot of intervention work. So while models are nice and they tell us what skills are important, I've also found that my research is going into figuring out, well, how best can I teach children to write, and, you know, what makes it fun and engaging for them?
Well, Dr. Cynthia Peronic from the University of Pittsburgh, thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Candace, and I really enjoyed this.
You can find Cynthia's research in Reading Research Quarterly, Volume 49, Issue 4. Stay current with literacy research. Go to iTunes, Facebook, or Twitter and search for Voice of Literacy. Or go directly to our website at www.voiceofliteracy.org, where you can find a link to this article and additional work done by Dr. Cynthia Peronic. We invite you to join online discussions of this and other podcast episodes, peruse a schedule of upcoming topics and guests, and post questions for those guests. This is the Voice of Literacy.